In an era when everyone and everything breaks news, here's a bombshell I found in the featurette that comes with the new DVD release of one of my favorite movies, All the President's Men. You know the film.
I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
Markham.
Markham? Mr. Markham, are you here in connection with the Watergate burglary?
I'm not here.
All the President's Men, starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman as Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, is, of course, far more than a cinematic rendering of Watergate. It is, in fact, the prevailing symbol of all that is fine in American journalism, invoked by media scolds when reporters grow complacent or craven. All the President's Men, the movie, is based on the book of the same name, written by Woodward and Bernstein. Now, here's the bombshell. The team intended to write a different kind of chronicle, one that anatomized the Watergate affair dispassionately and impersonally. But then, a call came from an entirely unexpected quarter. Here's Carl Bernstein.
Woodward came up to me one day and said he'd gotten a call from Redford. And I said, what the hell about? And he said, well, he thinks the story is really us. And at the time, we were still reporting the story, and we sure didn't think the story was really us.
It was helpful to me to hear him say that.
Bob Woodward.
And in the end, we wound up writing All the President's Men as a reporting story. He laid the seed for that in that first phone call.
Robert Redford.
I love the idea of the fact that these guys were doing this hard work from the lowest rung of the professional ladder in their business, and that their work would lead to the takedown of the highest office of the land.
So there you have it. Now, for many, perhaps most Americans, the story of Watergate is just as much about the potential power of gumshoe reporters as it is about the corruption of a president. And it has shaped our perceptions, our expectations of journalism more than our view of the presidency. It's the icon of the Fourth Estate. It's the flag that it wraps around itself when the arrows fly. And the Betsy Ross who stitched that flag, for future generations of news reporters and news consumers, wasn't the duo known as Woodstein. It was Robert Redford.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director and Jennifer Munson our engineer. We had help from Noah Kuman and Claire Peters. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
On the Media is supported by Ciaobella Gelato, purveyors of all natural gelato and sorbet. Ciaobella is available nationwide at specialty food markets. More information at ciaobellagelato.com or 1-800-GELATO-3. Support for On the Media also comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.